How did you find yourself getting into the sheet metal working business?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I hate to say it would be a financial reason, but at one time when I got out of when I was going in my third year of college, I received my drafting certificate, and my intent was to become an architect. But of course, at that time, family and life happened, and I found it really difficult to be going to school and only working part-time at night. So someone informed me about sheet metal, happened to be a friend of my father's, and talked about what actually caught my interest. I had no idea what sheet metal work was their pay rate at the time, which seemed like a lot back in 1979. But it was something that initially got me attracted to it. And I learned a lot as I started. So.
Yeah, clearly. And it's amazing that now you found that you liked it, because you've been doing this, you said, for over 40 years?
Yeah, 41 years. And what it is, like I said, when I first started it, it was basically a hands-on, and everyone has to start at the bottom. And when I say the bottom, everyone has to pay their dues, but it's all part of a learning process that as you go through, you see the other opportunities and other different things that you could actually prepare yourself for. I mean, we, like I say, utilize a lot of technology now. So, I mean, I've been asked before, what would be something good when I do presentations for schools? They ask me, what is it I could prepare for or get experience with? And we pretty much teach you everything you need to know. We have a lot of math in our trade. We utilize Excel programs, Word, Outlook, computer-assisted drafting. You could go as much as you want. You learn the weld. So it is quite a bit in our program. It's like I could spend 2 hours talking about it.